You might think the Russian leader Vladimir Putin would be a happy man. His preferred candidate is now the U.S. president, and Washington is so divided that it can hardly have time to worry about foreign policy. But there's growing concern in Moscow that the Kremlin might be getting more than it bargained for. NPR's Lucian Kim reports from Moscow.
When Americans celebrated President Trump's inauguration in January, his fans in Russia also welcomed the change in Washington. There was an expectation that Trump would make good on his pledge to improve relations, perhaps by canceling the sanctions imposed after Russia's annexation of Crimea. Now, 4 months into Trump's presidency, there's no evidence of a new policy. President Putin vented to reporters this week following accusations that Trump had leaked secrets to Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. At first, it was funny to watch the political struggle in Washington, Putin said. Now it's not only sad, but cause for concern. Putin was so concerned that he even offered to provide Congress with the Kremlin's record of Trump's meeting with Lavrov. Pro-Kremlin political analyst Sergei Markov says there haven't been any tangible improvements in relations, and he blames the Democrats.
We are, from Moscow, look at Mr. Trump with a lot of sympathy, but we also regret that he has so many enemies which effectively blocked his policy.
There's also frustration that Trump and Putin haven't met yet. But foreign affairs analyst Vladimir Frolov says the Kremlin still thinks it can deal with the U.S. president.
I think they can manage Trump by flattery, by playing up to his weaknesses, by inflating his ego. They can manage him, manipulate him. He looks like an easy target.
Still, turmoil in the White House could be too much of a good thing for the Kremlin. Nikolai Petrov, a political analyst at Moscow's Higher School of Economics, says Russia prefers the U.S. to be rational and predictable.
So in a short while, it's possible to think that Russia can benefit from this chaos, but in longer term, I think that it's not in Russia's interest as well.
Sergei Markov is anxious that too much turmoil in Washington could end with Trump being replaced by a more hostile president.
Chaos, on one hand, is good, because foreign policy is not so active. On the other hand, is bad for the future because it can create absolutely unpredictable foreign policy of United States in the future.
In other words, no one expects Moscow and Washington to be in perfect harmony, but too much dissonance worries the Kremlin. During a visit to China last weekend, Putin played on a piano while waiting for his hosts. When asked later what tune he'd play for Trump, Putin scratched his head. I don't know, Putin said. I think we first need to meet, and then we'll decide on the melody. Lucian Kim, NPR News, Moscow.